I don't know what's more disturbing is finding out who took the time December 11th, 2018 to download 467 episodes. Or knowing and what this person is doing, downloading 467 episodes. I don't know what's more disturbing. The amount of time and effort the person took to download 467 episodes, or the truth be the person that did that. I don't know what's more disturbing. You know, it's sad when you cannot have something that helps you, that's therapeutic, to be able to share your journey with others. And you have people out there in this world that do not have counseling. They don't seek counseling. They don't feel anything they're doing continues to be of any harm to others, when really that's disturbing. 467 downloads, December 11th, 2018. This is the thing when I say, and I've always had stressed this with the gastroparesis awareness campaign, which has always collected IP addresses. I don't know of any, whether you own the business or you've created the business, I don't know any companies that provide the platform for you in your business that don't collect IP addresses. Most will use a code, so your privacy of your IP address is secure, which is good because it protects people. But don't be mistaken when you do 467 downloads on December 11th, 2018, that your IP address and that secret code is not overturned by a platform, which is a company that provides software for people who own their own website, their own entity. I'm literally sharing this because this is how disturbing. I'm trying to run through bills and paying bills, and all of a sudden I see online this, "Hey, Eric, by the way, I wanted to let you know." You know, shouldn't have to waste money on an attorney to get the stalking and situation like this evolved with the individual doing this to stop. They should just stop on their own. And then people like us have to waste money that should be going towards getting ourselves back and forth to hospitals, paying for the oncologist, paying for the medical that I need, paying for new prescriptions. And instead, I'm having to have our checking account, our money that we need to pay for medical, to pay for someone that cannot get themselves emotionally under control, figure out why they do the things they do, and get right with themselves, get right with God, really. Because when you put somebody through stuff like that and they're utilizing their money when it should be means for other means, it's disturbing. So to see this come through to Eric, I just can't imagine how he's going to feel. Haven't shared this yet. Getting ready to share it. How he's going to feel, not only just seeing on his podcast this individual, but seeing who's behind it, the downloads, it's even far more disturbing. You know, folks, this is what we deal with. You know, and everybody gets aggravated because they think, you know, which is right. Nobody should have to deal with this. Should be able to have some peace of mind and some peace and quiet going through what we are. But I always tell Eric, I think the good Lord places just things in your life that have nothing to do with your medical stuff when you're facing that big hurdle, because it helps you mentally to kind of go off into something different so you're not so overwhelmed, you're not such high anxiety, high driven emotionally. It's things that are far more important, which is your health and your life. And especially when you have a spouse that's by your side and they're going through the journey with you. But to download that kind of downloads and have that time is not only concerning for our privacy and it's concerning for us, but I'm concerned. I'm concerned with this individual doing this. It's very disturbing. What's most importantly, it's very concerning. Well, I don't know. It's once again, I shake my head and I question. Sometimes in this day and age, I don't know what it is. I don't know. But, you know, there's two sides to the internet and cyber world. There's a good side, and then with this, what I see and I'm reading from counsel is disturbing, and it's a dark, scary side. And that's when you start fearing for your own safety, your own well-being, and your own life from people that just, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't. But Eric's going to be really not happy. Really not at all.